Sometimes I see kind of bad looking things. Sometimes I see some with antlers on their feet. Sometimes I see all kind of things out there. Sometimes God, that makes me just jump off the bed and get right down like this and stand there and look at him and say, gee man, what on earth do I'm looking at me on me sometime? And I realize I done seen something as it comes on by my mind. Sometimes I'll be out there looking, sometimes just mind my own damn business. Trying to get a little sleep sometimes, and I close my eyes, and they'll fly on by me. Sometimes I see things with long wings that kind of glide low and mean. A lot of times there won't be nothing but frogs out there jumping from lily pad to lily pad. Sometimes I might just see a deer walking softly down a little trail, kind of leading the way for his mama deer and the little baby to come on along. Sometimes I see a mama bear having her two little babies out there. Sometimes I won't see nothing but a flamingo looking, wondering if that little baby's gonna make it on. Sometimes I see a little woofers out there kind of nursing, you know how they do with their young. I see a little wolfie out there wondering how much further north can they go. I see sometimes a little bear out there. I see a lot of things at night. I'll be listening for the sounds of them. And suddenly they'll ease down in my side. All kind of little things out there making plans, living their lives. All kind of little things out there kind of just living, trying to get on by. All kind of little creeper, crawler, jumper, animals too. All kind of little things that run in the night and fly and run and scream around past you. All kind of little things done hatch from eggs, some of them born alive. Little fishes out in the ocean swimming, trying to get along with the papa jive. Little whales following the big whales and the big whales following the little fishes. All of them out there swimming, just trying to make and live their way. Sometimes I see me a deer out there. Think the deer's thinking, wanting, oh shit, it's hunting season. Lord, I hope I've been drinking. My goodness, here it comes again when they get out all them guns and shit and bows and what you know on the snares. God, it's gonna get freaky here. We better have a good time this summer, because when the winter gets here, they're gonna be out here again shooting on the sun tires and letting the arrows fly. And then that deer just ease on out of my mind and go on by me. Thoughts are turned to a little woofie that I done seen up there in Alaska. Seen him up back trying to stay cold and just kind of inch down in there, you know, and just kind of be cold and be mean up there in the mountains, kind of woofing it along, you know. And there used to be a lot of woofies around, but there ain't none no more. Here in America, we done taken all the woofies. Said, get on, woofie, get on out that goddamn door. Going up there in Canada, make it on up to Alaska if you can, but if you come back down here, we're gonna kill you for being on the land. Don't you know that woofie feels sometimes that he kind of fucked up? Don't you know how Mama Bear might feel when suddenly she looks up and has a 30-06 looking right between the eyes, and the last thing she sees is kind of shouting the fire thing kind of explodes on into, and then suddenly it's all gone. You know, she might have a little flicker back on her little cubs, or she might think back when she's a young Mama Bear or something, or she might remember, you know, how life will pass in front of your eyes just before it gets you like that sometime. I believe it happens to an animal. I believe just before you kill that animal, like if you're aiming down there like a hunter, will aim on down there and take careful damn aim on there. He'll look on there real good, and he'll get it in there like it should be sometime, in there like it should be, and suddenly squeeze that old damn trigger, you know, and he leads into that trigger, oh yeah. And all he sees is the mama bear's head kind of explode. But the mama bear knows. Thought about the little cubby bears she thought about when she is a young bear picking berries. Be in a museum somewhere, that's where she'll be. People marveling at how tall she was as she reached up for them berries. A lot of people be looking, saying, my, what a pretty hand. Look at them long, old, sharp things on there. Man, I'm glad she ain't on the land. Thoughts will turn to gator sometimes. You know how they swim along in the slough? Thoughts will turn to them gators. You know kind of they prehistoric. You know they've been around longer than me or you. I think about all the shoes I see, especially in New York. People wearing them gator shoes, you know, kind of parading along. How you know you can always tell the kind of man's gonna wear a gator shoe. You gotta look at the man, you know that man might have in his closet, even if he don't have it on now, I can pick him out, I can pick out one in 50 that wear an alligator shoe. And I ain't got no use for you. I see them gators sometimes, you know how to kill them with an axe, don't you? They just kind of come up in there and one quick one down on the gator, don't you? They ease it on down back there and skin it up in the slough. Takes out that skin, hauls it off to New Orleans. Next thing, it's made into a shoe. I don't like the idea of some getting it with an axe, but that's how to kill the gators, y'all. That's how to kill the gators for your feet, y'all. I imagine that gator's out there trying to do the best he can. Living out there in the swamps, you know it's hard to catch a bird and feed your young, keep your eggs all intact. You know it's hard to do all that shit sometimes, and you're just hard to do sometimes, especially with all the damn Yankees moving in and out of the Everglades sometimes. And you know if you're a gator out there trying to keep all your shit together, you got this little alligator out there and your mama alligator, and then you got your big bull daddy alligator, and they got the little family out there in the Everglades, and what the hell they gonna do? If you start coming in there with a D9 caterpillar, kind of laying that shit in there and opening it up and filling them on up, the bull alligator has to make a decision. He says, I either gonna fight them some bitches and try and bite me off a hunk of that blade, or I'm gonna go further back in the swamp. And we'll just start over. Is that alright with you, babe? Mama alligator thinks it over and she don't wanna lose a husband or child. Let's move on back in. Maybe just for a little while. Of course, you and I know when that gator done moves, he ain't never coming back again. If we move that gator further on back in the swamp, he ain't gonna venture out on our land. We done taken over all that shit, pouring concrete all over the place. Condominiums rising up way, way taller than the palm trees, just reaching out there in space. A lot of people move in there and start chopping up the damn land. Can't even get on to your own beach if you're Floridian and from him. Can't even get to your own beach. Ain't found nobody that runs down there. Any protection for the animals. I just see some people sometimes in the jaws of that daddy gator. Things will fly by me sometimes. Gator and bear and all done faded away. Sometimes it won't be nothing I even recognize. Just be something flies in. Could be night or day. Damn thing had wings on it. Looked like a fucking house. Big, big damn eyes. It looked like they're looking back into themselves. And yet being quiet like a mouse. Swoops down in there quick like. Takes one quick of you and looks you in the eye. Swoops back out there into space a little. Circles. Goes on by. I think it's something out there. Might be looking at you right now. Might be some way to come in and, I don't know, might get you. I wouldn't pass it off anyhow. Sometimes you'll see things. I see them all the time. They come in on my mind. You may hide yours and think they ain't real. Shit, I look and take a look at mine. Sometimes I see shit sometimes out there. Whoa, back out in space. Makes me think I'm part of that rather than part of some other race. Makes me wonder if I'm in between, somewhere in between it all. I don't know damn shit. I believe other people believe that and never amounted to much at all. But sometimes I feel I'm in between all that, somehow floating out there and just don't know where. Sometimes I just feel like I'm floating out there and don't even know where I'm where or where. Damn, I see animals, I see people all at one time. Sometimes I combine the figures and bring them out, and sometimes they take on the shape of mine. See a lot of dibdab color and space and shit and hair. A lot of things floating out there and dots in space and clouds everywhere. Sometimes I see animals and shit and it'd be like a pinch in my face. And sometimes I see them on the front of my mind, man, they got this ugly, weird face sometimes. And then I see on the people sometimes be pretty and all slick. And I don't know whether it's animal or people. I just don't know, but sometimes I'll just get kind of sick. Shit, I don't know if I know that stuff. I see it flying by and all of a sudden that thing will come swooping back down. Ah. Animal come sweep down on you like that and take one quick look in your eye. Ask you, how you been helping animals, boy? He's gone off back into the sky. I'll ease on to sleep and get up in the morning, everything will be like it was. Machine will be over there running. Kitty's out there shitting on the floor. I walk on out to my motorcycle. Shit. Get on it and say, well, I guess that's all right. Head down some lonesome dirt road, you know, just hauling ass on that BMW, just trying to make that some bitch fight. See this kind of glob of stuff up there in the road? Looks like a burlap sap, but it looks slick on me. What is that thing? I ease on up to it slow. Come up and see this thing about 8 feet across, 4 feet high, kind of in coils, and splotchy on the road. So I first look at it, I said, my goodness, some damn dump truck done dropped his load. I get on up there, look at it close. Can't believe my eyes. Looks like some kind of bird shit. Don't fell out of the damn sky. Man, I crawls across it gently, going way out on the side of the road. I crank that BMW up and get my ass on down the road. Damn, what a bird done shit that was. Wonder where it went. All of a sudden, this shadow comes by. Looks like a cloud in front of me. I look up above me like that and see this giant damn thing in the sky. Why, his damn claws was as big as my wheels. Shit, I hope that some bitch lets me go by.